Loma Linda Sanitarium, June 30, 1907. The sanitarium was purchased May 26, 1905. During the summer, little was done at the institution, except raise funds to meet the payments and secure a corps of workers. The 1st of October, workers began to put the sanitarium in order to receive patients. By the 1st of November, patients began to arrive, and at one time during the winter, we had over 40 patients. Our income for the 8 months of the first year, ending June 30, 1906, was $23,625.05, and donations for the year, $2,838.13. After settling all our running expenses for the year, including the 5 months' expenses when the institution was not earning anything, our surplus, at the end of the year, was $1,160.23. During this time, the work had gotten nicely started. The school was opened in a small way. At a council meeting held at Loma Linda in the month of April, at which Sister White and members of the Union Conference and the Southern California Conference Committee were present, definite arrangements were made for the organization of the Loma Linda College Medical Evangelists, and Professor Howell was invited to take charge of the school. On the 4th of October, 1906, the college was formally opened, and during the year, there have been about 40 students in attendance in the various courses, 7 of whom graduated from the 3rd Nurses Course, July 10, 1907. The college offers 3 distinct courses of study, besides some preparatory work in English and science and certain classes of collegiate work. The first is a 3 years nurses course, the second a 3 years medical course, and the third an elective course covering 1 year, designed for gospel workers who wish a preparation for general medical missionary work. Some field missionary work was carried on during the school year by such students as were prepared to engage in labor. Nearly 200 copies of the Seer of Patmos and a great many health books were placed in the homes of the people of the San Bernardino Valley. Schools of health were held at San Bernardino, Highlands, Redlands, Riverside, Corona, Highgrove, Los Angeles, and Gardena, at which a large number of ladies were reached with the health principles in lectures and demonstrations, and the way opened for the work to extend to various places in Southern California. Lectures in hygiene and health and temperance were given in the public schools in San Bernardino, Highlands, Riverside, Corona, and Highgrove to more than 2,000 schoolchildren, and 1,400 copies of the temperance number of the youth's instructor were distributed to the schoolchildren. The influence of this work was such that the superintendent of public instruction gave our workers a standing invitation to come to the school at any time and lecture to the pupils on any health and temperance subject. In the San Bernardino schools, the superintendent arranged for a special course of lectures and cooking demonstrations for the school teachers after school hours. The way in which this work started and grew shows how the Lord prepared the way before the workers. The work was started with the San Bernardino Church, but soon extended to the church school, from the church members to their neighbors. Those ladies soon opened the way for the work to be introduced into the mothers' meetings. Here our workers had some most interesting experiences. These mothers so appreciated the truth that they opened the way for these lectures to be given in the public schools. The lectures on hygiene, tobacco, condiments, and spirituous liquors so stirred public thought that the way was soon open for it to extend to the schools in other places. These experiences opened the way for the work to be presented to the W Convention at Redlands, and from this meeting, calls came for the work to extend to many places all over Southern California. At the close of the school, a mission was opened in San Bernardino, and 2 of the graduate nurses were sent over that a more thorough work in educating the people in the principles of life and health might be accomplished. The plan is to have a small house for the workers where they can give simple treatments and labor from house to house in ministering to the people physically and spiritually. The workers are making warm friends, and already several are interested in the truth. During the past year, the sanitarium has had a growing patronage. Its income for the past 12 months, ending June 30, 1906, was $36,698.72, or $1,751.24 more than the running expenses. During this time, the donations amounted to $8,647.46. $8,647.46, of which the sanitarium family paid in from their small salaries $3,491.71. At our last camp meeting, pledges were taken to the amount of $12,000, but these included only a small portion of the amount donated by the Loma Linda family. There remains nearly $8,000 of the pledges still unpaid. After making allowance of nearly $1,650 depreciation on furnishings and buildings, $350 provision for questionable accounts, $571.09 loss in starting the Loma Linda College, and closing off a loss of $604 in closing up the Riverside treatment rooms, the present worth of Loma Linda, June 30, 1907, was $7,236.78. Since purchasing Loma Linda, we have added 43 acres to the real estate, 5 rooms to the cottages that were there, have built 1 5-room and 1 12-room cottage, put up an addition to the building, 40 by 80, 3 stories high, installed a new heating plant in the main building, built a dairy barn, poultry yard, and hen house, increased our poultry stock, added 30 cows to our dairy, 4 horses, and a few furnishings to our livery. These, with the necessary furnishings and appliances for our school and medical work, make the entire investment at Loma Linda for real estate, buildings, furnishings, and livestock, exclusive of supplies on hand, a little over $80,000. There are still some things needed at Loma Linda, among which I will mention an elevator and a dining room for the students. At present, all have to eat in the patient's dining room. There is also needed a small bakery plant and a few cheap cottages for the workers to live in. We hope this conference may seriously consider some of these necessities and may lay definite plans for the extension of this field, medical missionary work of which I have spoken at some length. During these meetings, we hope opportunity may be given for a somewhat extended study of this particular branch of our message, and that this conference shall consider most carefully the object and purpose of the Loma Linda College of Evangelists, and its duty toward this institution in thought of its purpose, and the present crying need of a place for the needed training of our young people who are to carry forward this branch of the message.